Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. Today is December 8th, and it's 17 days until Christmas Day. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and I want to share with you about celebrating the Christmas season when there has been a loss in your family. The first thing I want to remind everyone that there is no right or wrong way to celebrate Christmas. Do not dwell on what others think and how they expect you to act amidst a loss. Today is what would have been my mother's 70th birthday if she was still living. I miss her every day, even though it has been 16 and a half years since she passed away. She is why I love Christmas so much. She is the one who made Christmas special for me. She's the one who took me to church. She's the one who showed me how to make Christmas special. She's the one who taught me to understand it is better to give than to receive. One time when I was interviewed by ABC News for Christmas Organizing, and the reporter asked me why I buy gifts year-round to give at Christmas, and the only answer I had was, because that's what my mother taught me to do. But I didn't really know why she did, so I called her and asked. Her reply to me was that as a teacher, the money she had available for Christmas gifts was not a lot, but her gift list was long, so in order to give to everyone on her list, she would find deals throughout the year and purchase them and save them for Christmas. This made sense to me. See, it was just my mother and I as I grew up. My parents divorced when I was 6, and my father lived far away, so my mother was my whole world. My world changed forever on July 16, 2003, when my mother passed away. For me, this was a second loss associated with this date, and it was hard that first Christmas, I will confess. But I did not celebrate Christmas that year or any other year. While I miss her earthly body here with me, I know that Christmas is a time to rejoice about the death of a loved one because it is the celebration of the birth of Christ, and that reminds me I will one day be reunited with my mother and other loved ones who have passed. What I have had to do is to find different ways to celebrate Christmas that honor my mother's memory. Here are some things that I do personally. First thing I do is I make foods that remind me of her. While she's no longer here to make them with me, I now make them with my children or others, giving the memory and experiences with me to them. I find this is a good time to pass on stories and memories of my mother. Secondly, I created a memory tree. I use a small tree and I hang pictures of loved ones that have passed away along with ornaments that remind me of them. As we decorate the tree, we talk about each person and share memories. This makes them a part of the Christmas celebrations. Third, I write a letter to my mother each year telling her about the Christmas celebrations and how much we miss her and writing out the gifts she gave me that are forever a part of me. This reminds me that while she is not here physically, she left gifts for me because of the things she taught me. Every year, I discover more gifts as I reflect back on things in my life. And lastly, I remind myself that my mother would want me to continue to celebrate Christmas. She loved Christmas, and I know deep in my heart she would be sad if I did not continue to celebrate Christmas each year. I have shared with you how I have handled the loss of my mother at Christmas. How you deal with your loss is up to you, but I encourage you to look deep inside and think about ways to honor your loved one at Christmas during your celebrations. Remember, there are people still living that you mean as much to as the loved one who passed, and think about how you're not celebrating Christmas affects them. Try not to ignore the fact that someone has passed. Bring them into your celebration in some small way. As a teacher, my mother always was aware of children who would not have a Merry Christmas and would make sure that they had gifts at Christmas. Each Christmas, I adopt a child from West Virginia in memory of my mother. She may not be here to give gifts to, but I feel in a small way I'm giving a gift to her as I give to this child. Don't exclude those who have passed from your Christmas celebrations. Find ways to include their memory during this Christmas season. Think about how they celebrated when they had loved ones to pass. How would they want you to celebrate? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas, and your membership allows us to keep the Christmas organizing website free of annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.